Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our Yankee Report is brought to you by Interstate Battery, distributors of New York and Connecticut. Every battery for every need by Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, the preferred pizza of New York baseball. By Foxwoods Resort Casino, less than 2 hours from Midtown. And by your Mercedes Tri-State dealer, Sweeney Murdy. How are you?
Sweeney.
I'm wonderful, guys. How you doing?
How's Toronto? Good?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, a little cool. It feels a little April-y here.
Well,
they got that dome at least.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for summer.
Keep you nice and warm inside.
Well, so are we. But actually, it's pretty nice today. So there you go, which is rare.
Let's get to Tanaka. The ERA is bad. Four of his 11 starts have been dreadful. He took a step back. Is the plan right now? Look, we're just going to run him out there every 5 days. Has there been talk of doing anything right now? Because yesterday was concerning, especially because he looked so good 5 days earlier.
Yeah, the results are concerning, but they're not concerned about health at this point. So that's the only thing that would make you do something, think about doing something. Otherwise, he's a guy with a track record that and showed you just 5 days ago what he's capable of doing. So you send him back out there again. Now, the Yankees will be able to give him an extra day next time. Maybe that'll make a little bit of a difference. Remember, I believe he had an extra day's rest because of the rainout last time, and he's not this time. You know, there's all kinds of little things that can be part of it, but, you know, it comes down to him. You know, he was throwing sliders yesterday that were of the old cement mixer variety. You know, they just spin and don't do anything, and the hitters whack them. That was the double he gave up before the one that Judge misplayed was like that. And, you know, I don't know that he's going to get out of it, but if Judge catches that ball,
that was a huge play.
That's 1-0 at the end of three innings.
Yeah.
That's the third out. And now he was getting hit pretty hard, so I don't know if things changed, but that was a really big play in the inning.
No doubt.
And I guess we can, considering that Romine was the catcher last night, do we put this to bed now that he's his personal catcher, or is this what he's going to be the rest of the time?
Joe, it was never that he's his personal catcher. It was, okay, listen, let's look at what we have here. He pitched really badly a few starts in a row. Sanchez is there. He pitched better when Romine was there, so let's see what happens when Romine gets back there again. And he pitched good. Nobody went into this saying that Gary Sanchez stinks as a game caller and is a bad catcher and he can't possibly ever catch Tanaka again. It's, all right, let's look at what the equation is here and see if we can do something to fix this.
Right.
It worked once. It didn't work yesterday. I don't know if the extra, you know, without the extra day of rest, it affected him at all. Let's remember that Tanaka, this is not a creation of just looking at stats. Tanaka himself brought up pitch selection in one of the things that he had to improve on. And pitch selection is basically between the catcher and the pitcher. So there was some merit to the idea of trying it. The fact that he got whacked around yesterday doesn't totally vindicate anybody. It just means that he was bad yesterday. I don't see any reason that they won't try that again and see what happens. But a lot of it just comes down to Tanaka himself. When the times he's gotten knocked around, his slider has no bite to it, his splitter has no bite to it, and he's left with a fastball that's not much better than average. And last year, with great stuff on those off-speed pitches and command of everything, he was terrific. This year, with if these pitchers are average and he's got just a fastball to go to, he's going to get knocked around. He has to figure that part out himself.
It shows you how important Severino and Pineda have been, because those two guys specifically have been pretty consistent. They've been pretty good. And where would they be without them, considering how bad Tanaka's been? Because I don't think anybody imagined that the Yankees would be having the year they're having, especially with Tanaka pitching to a 6.34 earned run average.
Yeah, and I think this is the key point, Evan, when people say, well, the Yankees need pitching, what are they going to do? Well, no, they don't need pitching, because you went into the season thinking about Severino's terrible. He might be terrible again. Pineda was terrible. He might be terrible again. What are the Yankees going to do? Their fifth starter is a rookie, CC Sabathia, whatever. Tanaka is not supposed to be part of the problem, and he's not somebody. You're not going out to trade to replace Masahiro Tanaka. He is he's got to be part of this solution if he's healthy. And everybody has every reason to believe he is. He has to be part of this solution by pitching well. The Yankees' issues with pitching was about depth and whether or not Severino and Pineda were going to have bounce-back years and whether or not they could fill the fifth spot from within. That's where the issue of do the Yankees have enough pitching came from. It shouldn't ever have been about Masahiro Tanaka, and that's trouble if it is.
Hey, I'll tell you this, and I know I never watch him. I haven't seen the guy pitch in a major league game because he hasn't pitched a major league game. But when you see the numbers of this Chance Adams, I'm not saying they're calling him up next week. They're amazing. I mean, usually you don't see, he's 23-3 in his minor league career with a 1.96 ERA.
Yeah.
And this year they moved him up to AAA, I guess, a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
At AAA, he's got a 1.57 ERA after having a 103 ERA at AA.
Yeah, he's knocking on the door, and I would tell you that this is a signal for Jordan Montgomery to, you know, get deeper into ball games and be a little bit more consistent. I mean, Montgomery's been okay. He's pitched well at times, but, you know, that's the move. If you're going to add Chance Adams, that's the move. None of the other guys are getting knocked out right now, and despite what people think about what Tanaka's doing, you're just going to keep throwing him out there as long as he's healthy until you figure out what's happening here.
Sweeney first base, Greg Bird still out. I think he's playing rehab games. I'm not mistaken. I think he's playing a rehab game today.
Correct.
They haven't gotten much out of first base. Ref Snyder has played there now. Carter has not been good. How soon till we see Bird at first again?
Yeah, I think he's playing his first games today. Give him about a week. Maybe by the end of the next homestand, you'll see him. And, you know, that'll give the Yankees likely back an extra bench player and shorten the pitching staff again by one. They've got time. You know, listen, if Greg Bird, and he didn't say it while he was going through it, but after he got put on the DL, he basically told you that this is bothering him every day for a month. If that's the reason that he had struggled as much as he did, then you have a reason to believe he's going to bounce back and give you a little something once he gets healthy again. That'll definitely help the Yankees out, lengthen the lineup again a little bit. You know, yeah, I think you saw a little bit about how really what the second half of the Yankee lineup looks like when Didi Gregorius was out and you know, and Greg Bird is out. So, you know, last night Didi was out after getting hit
pitching
the hand.
Right.
So, you know, they could use Bird to help lengthen the lineup again in that back half. Remember, the Yankees didn't miss anybody that was injured in the first month when Romine and Torres played so well. Everybody's, you know, kind of settling in right now. You know what you're getting from guys like Castro and Judge and Didi when he's in there. I think you need a healthy Bird back to really lengthen this lineup again.
And it should be a very interesting four-game series. Blue Jays have played really good baseball for a month now. They obviously created such a big hole for themselves. So a really intriguing four-game series here between the Yankees and Blue Jays.
They're healthy again, you know. They got Donaldson back. They got Tulowitzki back, and you know they got some pitching back. And they're scoring runs again. That 2-11 start, you know, really since 2-11. If you look at everybody in the division, the Blue Jays are the best record in the division.
Yep, absolutely.
So they're playing really well. You know, it's about the old, you know, not who you play, but when you play them. Well, you know, right now the Yankees are. And listen, the Yankees are no fluke and they're no accident. It's June 1st and they're in first place. You know, that doesn't happen by accident. It just means that if you're lucky enough to stay healthy, you can continue doing it. And that's what they're trying to get together now. You hope to get three out of four here against Toronto and then get back to next week when you hope that you can iron Tanaka out because he's going to start against the Red Sox and hopefully get Greg Bird back before the end of that homestand and feel like you're moving in the right direction.
Thank you, Sweeney. We appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.